Sai Ram. We, the students of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Learning, Prashanti Nilayam Campus, offer ourselves at Swami's lotus feet and present a play titled Ramo Vigravan Dharmaha that showcases the ideal and dharmic leadership of Lord Rama and the lessons to be learned thereof, so that the heaven of Ramarajya may be realized today. Dear Bhagavan, please accept our offering that we place humbly at your lotus feet. Sairam.
Paganita amita chabinava nila niraja sundaram vadapita manahu tadita ruchi shuchi nomi janaka sutavaram nomi janaka sutavaram
ते सततम् रामः सहि विष्णुः सनातनः आदिदेवो महाबाहुर्हरेर्नारायण प्रभुः साक्षाद्रामो रघुश्रेष्ठः शेषो लक्ष्मण उच्यते
नारायण नारायण द सोल स्टिरिंग स्ट्रेन्स ऑफ स्वीट पोएट्री Fill the air of your ashram, Maharishi. Today seems different from my last visit. The calm of your hermitage belies an intense excitement that cannot have anything to do with my visit.
By the grace of Lord Rama, I have executed the holy will of Lord Brahma. The Ramayana, the tale of Lord Rama, which is first of its kind, is completed.
But that is wonderful news. Your composition will be the source of inspiration and exaltation for yugas to come. But Maharishi, first of its kind?
I think not. For Rama's story has been already written by another.
Rama's story? Already written?
Narayana, Narayana.
Devarshi, surely this is one of your countless plans. My curiosity is awoken and now demands an answer.
Oh Valmiki, I speak of Hanuman, the great devotee of Lord Ramachandra. He has composed his own account of the Lord's tale. Surely it merits your perusal.
Oh Venerable One, I desire to see both Hanuman and his composition. Surely you know where he stays, or else I have guessed the purpose of your visit wrongly. Let us then proceed to him.
Lokabhiramam Raghuvamshanatham Rajivanetram Radarangadhi Karunyapurnam Karunakaram Tam Sri Ramachandram Manasasmarami Sh శ్రీరామచంద్రం మనసా స్మరామి.
ఆత్మాభిరామం హృదయోపవిష్టం ధర్మ ప్రబుద్ధం ప్రభుమద్వితీయం సీతా సమేతం శరదిందుగాత్రం శ్రీరామచంద్రం శరణం ప్రపద్యే. శ్రీరామచంద్రం శరణం ప్రపద్యే.
ప్రణామ్స్ దేవర్షి నారదా. సాల్యుటేషన్స్ మహర్షి వాల్మీకి.
ఓన్లీ ద నేమ్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ రామ can bring you out of meditations. What a curious situation. Narayana, Narayana.
Whenever a devotee of the Lord recites his name, I am at once present.
Oh Hanuman, then you must know the reason behind our visit.
Indeed Maharishi, I am well aware of that, as also the role that Narada Muni is playing right now.
Narayana, Narayana. I am but a humble servant of the Lord. But you, O Hanuman, are an ideal one. In times to come, everyone would desire someone like you by his side, ever ready to serve his Swami without any expectation.
But my master is Lord Rama, Maryada Purushottam, the ideal leader.
Ideal leader? Though both Devarshi Narada and myself know the stories of the Lord, we desire to hear your perspective. You are both near and dear to Lord Rama. Surely, there must remain some treasure that we have not yet explored. You fought against Lankeshwar Ravan too, a mighty king in his own right. At his feet lay the riches of the world, and yet Ravana invited his own destruction. In life and death, the world despised him.
True. Rama and Ravana were both rulers and kings. Rama embodied the values of ideal leadership, while Ravana drove himself and his followers to ruin.
Oh Hanuman, you arouse my curiosity. Surely, your compositions would explain these truths. Do grant us this privilege of studying it.
Nothing gives me greater delight than recounting the stories of the Lord. There are leaders who inspire their followers to greatness that seems far beyond them. And there are leaders who drive their followers and thereby themselves to ruin, all for the sake of their desires. And then, interesting, most interesting. Ravana demanded sacrifice of his followers and remained ungrateful to them. Lord Rama, on the other hand, inspired sacrifice and deemed no act too insignificant.
On the banks of the river Godavari, in the deep dark wilderness of Dandakaranya, home to countless beasts, the great demon king of Lanka, Ravana, was at the hermitage of the repentant Maricha, forcing him to join him in his sinful plot to abduct Mother Sita.
Ravana, heed my advice. Rama fights to uphold Dharma. and not for personal desire. And that makes it impossible to overcome him. We have already suffered greatly at his hands.
Tataka, my mother.
Subahu,
my brother.
The mighty Kara and Dushana. Think twice before making Rama an enemy. Oh, Lankeshwara.
Hold your tongue, Maricha. You dare glorify a mere mortal before Ravana? I have brought the gods of heaven to their knees, lifted Kailasa with these very arms, and you dare consider Rama my equal? Dharma, weak logic and weak shelter, conquest, victory, these alone are the dharma of the valorous. But you would not understand.
Ravana, my entire family has served your ambitions and conquests faithfully. We have laid down our lives for you. Have we not sacrificed enough?
Be grateful that you too are being bestowed the fortune to serve Lankeshwar. Your life is mine to expend. You coward! You once were a warrior, proud and mighty. Now you have turned a shameless, pathetic hermit. Tell me, would you help me abduct Sita or not?
I have renounced my demonic past and I despise your ways. A pious life is all I want, and yet you wish to drag me into your evil designs?
My sword decides the life you lead. You shall obey my command, or else face the fury of this unforgiving Chandrahasa.
If death is the only choice you offer, I prefer to fall by Rama's arrow. Fine. I will aid you in this sinful deed. So tell me, what exactly should I do now?
Finally.
This is the beginning of your end, Ravana. Vinash Kale, Vipurita Buddhi.
Woman, oh trees, oh birds, tell my Rama of this vile wretch who deceitfully abducted me in his absence. Tell him how there was no one to protect me. Evil one, your end is near. My Rama will find you and...
Before that, you will be the empress of my golden Lanka. What can two mortal men scurrying around in the wilderness do to me?
Fear not, Sita. Fear not, my daughter. No harm shall befall you when I'm yet alive.
You... despicable vulture! How dare you challenge me!
O Lankesh, must the vulture teach you the ways of the civil world? Leave the lady at once! Let her return to Rama!
Her mind is muddled with age. Leave while you still have the chance!
Let's see. Your actions are as mighty as your words.
You.
Ah! Ah! Rama, Rama,
Mother Sita,
Rama,
cannot be far away.
Brother,
we will soon find her.
Jatayu,
Venerable Jatayu.
Oh, noble one, what has happened? Rama, oh Rama, you have come. Rama, I have been waiting. Ravana, the demon king of Lanka, abducted Devi Sita. Rama, I tried to stop him. But I failed, Rama.
But you could have just flown to us and informed us. Why did you battle him?
Why the sacrifice? Sacrifice? I do not know what sacrifice is, Rama. I am after all a vulture. But after observing you in the Dandakaranya, one who gave up so much for Dharma, unknowingly you changed me, Rama. You changed me. I instinctively felt that I had to stop Ravana. I'm sorry, Rama, to have failed you. And yet you grant me the privilege of dying on your lap. Rama, I'm blessed.
Agaja, let's chase after them and rescue Mother Sita at once. Let not the sacrifice of noble Jatayu go in vain.
Yes, indeed. But first, we have to perform the last rites of this noble soul.
But Agaja, in this perilous hour, why spend precious moments lingering here?
Dear Lakshmana, Jatayu is not like any other beast or bird in this forest. He need not have given up his life for me. But he did. His sacrifice has elevated him beyond many human beings.
we must therefore pay our gratitude. No act of sacrifice is insignificant for me. Prepare for his funeral. This is the least we can do for him.
That a vulture as Jatayu would have his final rites performed by the Lord, a fortune that even Dasharatha could not get. But then, Jatayu was no ordinary beast.
The instinct of a vulture is to kill for its survival. Yet Jatayu, being inspired by Lord Rama, sacrificed his very own life to defend the honor of a lady. This elevated the vulture to a far high status. Ravana, on the other hand, degraded Maricha, who wished to lead the life of an ascetic, to die like an animal.
The Lord is truly magnanimous. A vulture too, he would allow to play a role in his mission, to occupy a position in his story that the deities of heaven would covet. Narayana, Narayana.
Why? The army of the Lord was made of monkeys and bears, subhuman, brutish even. Yet in the Lord's mission, we too were instruments. What might was ours? What indeed our talents? No one is too small or too big to be a part of the Lord's task.
Oh Hanuman, this insight of yours into the thoughts and life of Lord Rama is indeed a marvel. Oh Vayukumara, will you not narrate to us the experience of your first meeting with the Lord? We are eager to hear this story from you.
Will I not, Maharishi? How vividly I remember that moment. How clear the sight of my master as he turned to me with his beautiful smile. Even now, I cannot forget the compassion that filled his eyes when he recognized me as his very own. O Adikavi, I too share your eagerness to relive that moment. It was in the dense forest besides the Rishyamukha mountain, home to exiled Sugriva, where walked two men resplendent as the sun, dressed as ascetics, yet armed as warriors. Were they Nara and Narayana of yore, or the Ashwini twins from Swarga above? Perhaps they were merely mercenaries sent by vengeful Vali. I proceeded to them in a scholar's garb to know of their intention and their identity.
Agraja, we have been wandering along the wooded shores of Pampa and have still not found our friends of Rishyamukha. The sun already shines in the western horizon and the darkness has begun to deepen. Brother, you seem tired. Shall we rest for the day?
Despair, Lakshmana. Look, a scholarly Brahmin is approaching us. Perhaps he might be of some help.
Kalyanamastu, Kalyanamastu. In this primitive wilderness, I behold an enigma in you.
O strangers, you shine with the brightness of the sun, and yet emanate the pristine coolness of the full moon. Dhairyavantau suvarnavau, kavyuvam cheeravasasau, nishvasantau varabujau, peedayantau imah prajaha. Who are you, O resolute ascetics with matted locks? And what purpose has brought you to this sylvan kingdom?
O revered one,
we seek the Rishimukha peaks. Can you kindly guide us there?
Mama anumanam satyam asti. Pashyanna pina pashyati moodo.
What we seek lies right in front of us.
We cannot say it, for our intentions are not clear, and doubt welters our vision.
May I know your identity? And why, you noble souls, seek the Rishimukha peak?
We have come to meet Maharaj Sugreev.
And our identity will remain veiled as long as you do not reveal yours.
Strange indeed is finding a lone Brahmin in this dense forest.
And stranger indeed is finding renunciates armed with mighty bow.
Brother, let's move on. Let's not depend on this wayward Brahmin.
Rosham karoti dosham. Calm your rage, O noble one. I seem to have awoken the Adishesha in you. But your companion emanates the equanimity of Manas Sarovar, stilling the tides of mind. Please enlighten me with your identity.
Shrimantau Rupa Sampanna Vrishabha Shrestha Vikramo Evam Mam Paribhashantam Kasmad Vainabhi Bhashataha.
Brother, do not fall a prey to the tactics of this.
Dear brother, the Brahmin radiates an aura of wisdom around him. O Brahmin, we earnestly seek an audience with Maharaj Sugreev.
Sugreevo namam dharmatma kaschit vanara pungava. Sugreeva, the king of vanaras, does not meet strangers without valid reasons. Therefore, tell me your identity and purpose of your visit, and I shall tell you whether Maharaj Sugreev will grant you an audience.
O Brahmin, you seem to know Maharaj Sugreev very well. We only seek his help and friendship. If it is difficult to meet Maharaj Sugreev, you could at least lead us to his minister, Hanuman. We have heard that Hanuman is very intelligent and eager to help those in need.
You wish to meet Hanuman? Then reveal your identity and I shall summon Hanuman this very instant.
O noble one, your serene and immaculate voice artfully masks your intelligence and profundity. We are genuine seekers, and I sense you are a seeker too.
Seeker? Your compassionate gaze from the lotus eyes brings forth a sense of belonging. I feel great joy, yet cannot fathom the source of it.
My heart bursts out with a melody that I cannot comprehend.
What we seek lies right in front of us. We cannot see it, for our intentions are not clear and doubt welters our vision. These are your words, O Anjaneya.
Who are you?
We are the sons of Dasharatha, king of Ayodhya. This is my Agraja, the scion of Suryavamsha, Shri Ramachandra. And I am his younger brother, Lakshmana.
Shri Rama, you have come at last, O Lord. This foolish monkey
could not recognize you, O omniscient one. But why this delay in revealing yourself?
My dear Hanuman, you sought to know my identity through your intelligence. As long as you revel in panditya, scholarliness, you cannot recognize me. I can only be recognized by a pure heart filled with love.
Forgive me, Master. Your touch has removed my ignorance. My quest culminates here. I have found my Rama.
My quest too culminates here. I too have found my Hanuman.
Guru tu pattinava karuna rasa sindhu needu bantu jadanirginava santa sambugalige roma roma bandu needu mata vinaga raghavendra
Narayan, Narayan. O Vayu Kumara, you have narrated to us the incident of your first meeting with Lord Rama. But what came over you when he called you by name remains a mystery to us.
To describe that moment is beyond the tongue's ability. The gushing river of experience cannot be channeled into the narrow rivulet of language. All I know is this. That day, the Lord entered my heart and never left. It was then that I found the purpose of my life.
The Lord asking for help. Strange indeed are His leelas.
While in reality, He removed the false pride of learning within me. A mediocre leader asks his followers, what can you do for me? While an ideal leader always asks, what can I do to nurture you and make you achieve your potential? The world sees what I did for my Rama, but only I know what he did for me. My Rama created opportunities for me so that I outgrow my frailties and make myself worthy of his mission.
Much as devotees such as you, O Hanuman, keep the Lord ever enshrined in the heart's temple, the Lord's heart too is sanctuary to his devotees. He always ensures the welfare of those who surrender to him. The name of Lakshmana instantly springs to my mind. Narayan, Narayan. Anjaneya, you surely would have seen his legendary devotion to the Lord at close quarters.
To speak of one is to speak of the other. There was no Lakshmana without Rama. He was verily the shadow of the Lord. Rama's word was law for Lakshmana. His love for him is beyond any comparison.
And the Lord too had immense love for his dear brother.
Indeed, for Lakshmana was Lord Rama's very breath. In fact, all those fortunate souls who served the Lord are testimony to his immense love and incomparable concern for them. Their well-being was always uppermost in his mind. May I? In dreadful battle they clashed, Meghnad of thunderous roar and Lakshmana, Shesha's self. Like monsoon rain flew shaft celestial, as demon and man fought unheedful of life, till exhausted and spent. Indrajit, conqueror of heaven's lord, let loose the might of Brahma's boon. Lay Lakshmana in a lifeless swoon, and it was mine to seek the solution upon Mount Dronagiri.
Dawn is nearly upon us, and there is no sign of Hanuman.
The herbs of Sanjeevani are difficult to locate in the vast Himalayas.
Oh, the torment of every passing minute with you unconscious, dear brother.
Worry not, Hanuman is the embodiment of strength, intelligence and courage. There is no obstacle that he cannot surmount. Anjaneya can never fail.
Lakshmana, for 14 long years, never did you let your eyes close even for a moment. But now, why do you keep your eyes closed? Brother, for my sake, you forsook everything. Parents, wife, the luxury of royalty. You even chose to exile yourself from Ayodhya. All along, even as I just thought of you, you promptly responded. But now, when I am desperately crying, you cruelly choose not to respond. Why this sudden diffidence now? Lakshmana, I beg you, please. What sort of a brother am I? I should have ensured no danger befell you. But I have failed in my responsibility. I have failed you, oh brother. I have failed you.
Lakshmana. ಬ್ರತುಕ ನಾಕುತರನೇ ಬೆದಕಿ ಚೂಡದುರುಕು ಸೀತವಂಟಿ ಸತಿ ಧರಣಿಯಂದು ನಿನ್ನು ಪೋಲು ಘಾತಗಲಡೆ ಧರಣಿಯಂದು
this accursed war. Why continue this senseless carnage? I see no point in living, bereft of your presence. I shall give up my life. There is no Rama without Lakshmana.
Look there! A shadow masking the moon itself. And it's growing larger and larger.
Could it be an attack? Secure Rama and Lakshmana. Prepare yourselves.
No. It looks like... Could it be
Hanuman?
It cannot be. The entire Dronagiri itself. But...
only a few herbs were needed.
Yes, I know. But I knew not which of the herbs to gather. So I just picked up the whole mountain instead.
Lakshmana? Lakshmana?
Jai Shri Ram!
Jai Shri Ram!
Hanuman, what can I offer in gratitude other than my very self?
Pavan Putra Hanuman ki!
Jai!
Siyavar Ramchandra ki!
Jai!
Hurry up, you lazy bones. Be quick and execute our master's command. Rouse his brother from the depths of his sustained slumber.
But I fear the vengeful fury that would erupt from the ferocious Kumbhakarna.
Doomed are we, for we otherwise invite the fearsome wrath of our master.
Stop fretting over our fates. Our future has been shattered by this calamitous war.
And in this ominous hour, the lap of luxury is unbecoming of a warrior of his giant stature.
The battlefield belatedly beckons the bold and belligerent Kumbhakarna.
But forget not the dire consequences that would ensue if he is awoken before the stipulated time of 6 months.
Enough of this banter. Do you want to be remembered as the men who plunged Lanka deeper into despair? Then dither no longer. Use any means necessary, however desperate or drastic. But ensure that Kumbhakarna sees the light of day. Now get to work. Mightiest warrior of Lanka, the emperor summons you to...
Thank you.
Pranams, O Lankeshwar.
Welcome, O mighty Kumbhakarna. Ah, the lion of Lanka has awoken.
What is it I hear on the streets? An army of mere monkeys plunging Lanka into turmoil? What malaise has stricken the legendary legions of Lanka? Has all the bravery and valor vanished into thin air?
Look around. Have you not observed the vacant seats of the generals Mahodara and Akampa? The conspicuous absence of our chief commander Prahastha?
A time will come, Atikaya, to remember the exploits of our generals who galvanized the battlefield with their gallantry. But alas, they were hoodwinked by those monkeys and bears.
Kumbhakarna, my brother, this bitter war has not consumed them alone. Even Kumbha and Nikumbha have adorned the heavenly seats reserved for the most valorous.
Kumbha, Nikumbha, my dear sons, dead. Ravan, I had confided them to your care. Who has snatched away the pillars of my very being?
All of this sorrow, this destruction, is because of Ravana's unbridled passion. His unchecked desires. With what twisted ethics did you sink to the level of stealing the wife of another?
It was revenge on that impudent hermit for daring to insult our sister.
Oh, so my sons were not sacrificed for Lanka, but were slaughtered at the altar of your sinful mind. What right did you have to offer the future of Lanka into the sacrificial pit of your monstrous lust?
Now is not the time to lament. And the people of Lanka are more than willing to sacrifice for their emperor.
Sacrifice? Is this how you define sacrifice, Indrajit? Is inflicting the horror of war and the pain of bereavement on our own people sacrifice? Is being the cause of anguished wails of grieving widows, hurling silent curses from every corner, sacrifice? These thrones, lying barren and silent, are telling an abject story of a self-obsessed egotist who wants to swallow everything and everyone. Oh, the mighty sign of Pulastya, do not inflict this unpardonable pain and bleed Lanka to water your insatiable lust and greed.
Yes, even now, your majesty, it is not too late. Return Sita to Rama, or the curse of a pious woman will breathe fire into our very existence.
Enough. Kumbhakarna, go back and sleep, you coward. The mighty Ravana shall never bow down to that insolent human being.
Insolent? Dhumaketu was correct. It seems every child in the streets of Lanka is gossiping about your valor when you were stranded helplessly in the battlefield. Your armor and chariot shattered to smithereens. The great Lankesh, you're alive today only because of Rama's mercy.
I will never forgive that shameful humiliation, Kumbhakarna. Does not your blood boil at the mere thought of your mighty monarch subjected to such a disgraceful insult?
Mighty monarch? You hide here, taking shelter in the valor and sacrifice of your own kith and kin, while Rama stands at the forefront of battle, leading his army forward.
Kumbhakarna, I never expected you of all people to desert me in disaster. Will you not fight for your dear brother?
Brother? Brother?
Yeah.
For Rama, the loss of his brother would make victory in the war meaningless.
But here, you use the lives of your own family
as bricks
to build your sinful castle of lust.
Are you siding with the enemy? Where has your unflinching loyalty to your own brother vanished?
Loyalty? Ravana, you are not even loyal to your own subjects, to your brothers and sons. But yes, as my duty to this kingdom and its people, I have no option left but to go and embrace death.
You will be the embodiment of death for the enemies, Kumbhakarna. Now the Lion of Lanka has truly arisen from his slumber. Our victory is imminent. May you battle like Veerabhadra himself.
You know very well, Ravana, that I am doomed to die. And still, you command me into battle. Yet, every limb of mine is ready to fight for our cause till this being is bereft of even a spark of life.
Har Har Mahadev!
Though with less deeper slumber, in his choice of becoming another log of wood in the sinful sacrifice of Ravana, Kumbhakarna embraced eternal disrepute.
How important is the lesson to remove oneself from bad company immediately? While Dharmatma Vibhishana used his discrimination and surrendered to God, Kumbhakarna's preference of Paradharma over Atmadharma left him a demon in the annals of history, which is undoubtedly worse than death itself.
How important, Hanuman, is your emphasis on good company? And what better example is there for that than you yourself? Hanuman, till eternity, you will be adorned as the highest benchmark of supreme surrender and devotion to Rama, Narayana, Narayana.
It's all his grace and the glory of his lotus feet.
But the same feet that revived Ahalya to protect Dharma trampled upon every obstacle and annihilated every symbol of evil that stood in its way.
And what a battle the gods themselves had assembled to behold this terrifying spectacle. Rama in battle was like Rudra himself. Who could stand before his wrath?
Yes, Devarishi, but what a contrast it was. On one side was Lord Rama, for whom humans, bears and monkeys mattered as much as his own brother Lakshmana. A mere touch of his love healed not just the body, but also the mind and the soul. Rama himself nursed the fallen soldiers. The divine herbs of Dronagiri revived many a fallen. The injury of Lakshmana was only a conduit.
On the other hand, Ravana dishonored his fallen soldiers by discarding them into the ocean.
In fact, after Ravana fell, even I was confused when I saw the Lord respecting and praising him.
Is that not the greatest difference between the good and the great? While the greatness of Ravana made him see man even in God, the goodness of Rama made him see God even in man.
Ah, how true, Munivarya.
Won't you share with us, Hanuman, what you witnessed at the moment of Rama's victory?
The ruler of Lanka lies stricken by the arrows of Rama, his life at its end. Yet the moment is not one of celebration, for gloom hangs heavy and laments rend the air.
Shri Ramachandra Kripalu Bhajamana Harana Bhava Bhaya Daruna Navakanja Lochana Kanja Mukha Karakanja Padakanja Aruna Navakanja Lochana Kanja Mukha Karakanja Padakanja Aruna Shri Paganita Amita Chabinava Nila Niraja Sundaram Vatapita Manahu Tadita Ruchi Shuchi Naomi Janaka Sutta.
Lankesh, my brother, pain wrenches the very life out of me to see you, a great ruler, now biting dust of this barren battlefield, awaiting death. The master of 64 arts, the 4 Vedas and 6 Shastras, who yet remain unconquered, haplessly conquered by an unbridled desire.
Vibhishana, mourn not, for a valiant Kshatriya like Ravana remains a glorious hero even as he embraces death. Lakshmana, life yet stirs in Lankeshwar. Approach him and seek from his vast store of knowledge. Let it not go waste on his passing.
This unrighteous one here has grabbed all his life, snatching away the wealth and happiness of others. What use have you, brother, of instruction from such an ignoble soul?
Lord, this Ravana has led a life of great evil. He is our enemy. Why should we accept anything from him?
Ravana is not our enemy. His bad qualities, greed, lust, pride and anger are our real enemies. Ravana has been punished for his sins, and the world will learn from his mistakes. The great knowledge that Ravana has accumulated, however, is a treasure that the world cannot afford to lose. Knowledge is always pure, Lakshmana. Go, approach Lankeshwar.
O King of Lanka, we seek to learn from your vast wisdom. Surely, at least in death, you can do the world some good.
Brother, Lankesh remains silent and impassive. Perhaps his pride will not allow him.
Or maybe his wounds are too grievous.
Dear Lakshmana, remember that the giver of knowledge, whoever it may be, is one's guru and must be respected as such. Did you respect Ravana in your speech and actions? Did you stand respectfully by his feet as a student must? Come, follow me.
I have never seen a foe like you, Rama. Indeed, it is a wonder that you would honor one such as me. You are noble, Rama. Nobler than I can ever know. What is it
ask of me?
It is your greatness, Lankeshwar, that allows you to see nobility even in your foe. I ask you this. What must a ruler know and do? And what is it that he must avoid?
What can I instruct, O Rama? Still, let the world hear the regret of Ravana. In my life, and now in death, I have learned that one should never delay a good deed. I imagined many great deeds for the citizens of Lanka, all born of intentions unselfish. If only I had acted promptly on those noble impulses, a better Ravana would have walked the earth. It scarce seems to me that such goodness could reside in you and yet not show itself to the world. That too is my doing. Perhaps you already know. It is my last teaching. Always procrastinate when it comes to evil deeds. I wish I had waited when Shurpanaka instigated me. I did not. And now I lie fallen. This is all I can say. This is all I deem sufficient. I now embrace death.
Lord of Lanka, while alive, you lived a great king. In death, you still retain your nobility. We have learned much from your wisdom. Give us leave now to go our ways. When the 14 worlds were lost in great elation at the falling of Ravana, when no one bothered to look at his fallen frame, Rama had the humility and magnanimity to approach him with reverence and redeem him. O Vayuputra, after listening to you, I feel enriched in understanding Rama Tattva. Truly, Rama ensured justice and defined dharma by his exalted behavior and moral conduct. This will become the yardstick for both the rulers and populace to strive towards.
Rama ensured that even in punishment, there was redemption. And in forgiveness, there was benediction.
Well said, Hanuman. You have revealed the insights that the world needs.
O celestial sage, when love for God fills the heart, mind follows the ideals he represents, then even a monkey and a vulture can receive the honors reserved for gods.
Narayan, Narayan! O Anjaneya, herein you have summarized the path for every seeker. The path is not of ambition, but that of affection, of humility, and not mere ability.
That indeed would be Rama Rajya. Rama's coronation heralded the arrival of the golden age, where there was no fear and no sin, a time of peace, plenty and prosperity.
But Hanuman, your work is still eternity. In Kali Yuga, when Sri Rama will descend as Sai Rama, he will place you at the highest pedestal in Prashanti Nilayam to guide people on the path to him.
By your grace, Devarishi, I shall always remain to guide devotees to find their Atma Rama within, just as I found mine.
Yeah. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sri Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Dil ki baatein tum hi jaano, dil ka deepak tum ho swami. Dil ki baatein tum hi jaano, dil ka deepak tum ho swami. Is jeevan ke andhiyaron mein, is jeevan ke andhiyaron mein deep jalao antayami.
Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
जपते रहेंगे नाम तुम्हारा, जीवन का ये पल सबसे सुनहरा.
श्री राम, श्री राम, श्री राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम.
जपते रहेंगे नाम तुम्हारा, जीवन का ये पल सबसे सुनहरा.
झूमे नाचे खुशियाँ मनाए, राम प्रभु की महिमा गाए. झूमे नाचे खुशियाँ मनाए, राम प्रभु की महिमा गाए.
राम प्रभु की महिमा गाए.
तेरे चरणों की धूल पे स्वामी, तेरे चरणों की धूल पे स्वामी, हम सब शीश झुका के गाए.
Shri Ram, Shri Ram,
Shri Ram. Har mod pe mushkilon mein raah dikhai tumne भगवन. हर मोड़ पे मुश्किलों में राह दिखाई तुमने भगवन.
कदम पे तेरे शरणागत है
आमी,
कदम पे तेरे शरणागत है.
पार लगाओ ये जीवन,
भक्त जनों के कारण कारण, भक्त जनों के कारण कारण, हम सब के तुम आनंद धाम.
साई राम, साई राम, साई राम, साई राम. Sai Ram, Sai Ram, Sai Ram.
Thank you. दशरथ नंदन श्री रामचंद्र धर्म संरक्षक देवकी नंदन मुरलीधरा आनंददायक देवकी नंदन मुरलीधरा आनंददायक दशरथ नंदन श्री रामचंद्र धर्म संरक्षक देवकी नंदन मुरलीधर आनंददायक
घन Hamara, Sairam Hamara. हरे स्वामी सत्य साई हरे भक्त जनाजम रक्षक भक्त जनाजम रक्षक पति महेश्वरा ओम जय जगदीश हरे शशि वदना श्रीकरा प्राणपते स्वामी सर्वा प्राणपते आश्रित कल्पल टीका अमर बांधवा ओम जय जगदीश हरे माता पिता गुरु दैवम मरियंत युनीवे स्वामी मरियंत युनीवे नाद ब्रह्म जगनाथा नर ब्रह्म जगनाथा नारेन्द्राशयना ओम जय जगदीश हरे ओम कार्य रूप ओजस्वी साई महादेव सत्य साई महादेव मंगल आरती अंदुगु मंदर गिरिधारी ओम जय जगदीश हरे नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण सत्य नारायण 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 सत्य नारायण 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 नारायण
सुखिनो भवन्तु समस्तलोका सुखिनो भवन्तु शान्ति शान्ति शान्ति
श्री सत्य साई बाबा जी जय